This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. I'm in Kópavogur today, and I'm at Gerðarsafn. And I'm with someone that I spoke to about 3-4 months ago, maybe. This year has been going past very quickly. Brynja Sveinsdóttir at the Natural History Museum, which is just across the road from where I'm standing. And when we spoke, you were getting that building ready to be opened on, I think, the 11th of May.
Yes, that's true. We're redoing the whole Natural History Museum.
Well, we'll come back and talk about that. But as I say, today we are in Gerðarsafn, which is across the road, which is an art space, an art gallery. There are two exhibitions currently being installed here, so we're going to go behind the scenes of those in a few minutes' time. But tell me about the museum firstly. Tell me about the permanent exhibition that we're in.
Yes, so Gerðarsafn is funded in 1994. It's 1994 that the museum opened first, but it actually is funded in honor of sculptor Gerðar Helgadóttir, who was born in 1928, and she passed away very young in 1975. And it's the reason the museum is funded is because her family decided to donate all her works to Kópavogur and asked that they would found a museum in her honor, which was done. And we are standing in our permanent exhibition with the works of Gerðar Helgadóttir. She was a prolific artist, and she had a very wide span in her career, working with sculpture, working also with mosaics. People might recognize her works from downtown in by Tollhúsið. That's a piece by Gerðar.
I wondered where I'd seen it before, yes.
Yes, exactly. And also she did stained glass windows in churches, both in Iceland and also a lot of them in Germany. But here in our permanent exhibition, we focus on her sculptural practice, which was her main, it's where her heart was.
Yes.
You can really see through this small permanent exhibition how versatile her works is. Works are. She took giant leaps within her practice, even though she only had around 20 years to work after she was an adult.
Mm-hmm. You can probably see my eyes being drawn to these very geometric wire sculptures, which are behind glass at the end of the building here, and there are a great number of them.
Yes, these are all the wire works we have by Gerðar, and this is actually a moment I'm very proud of, because this has been a dream since, I think, 2017, to create a climate-controlled space that is kind of on the border between an art storage and an exhibition. So this is a closed-off area that we have humidity control in.
Right.
Because the wire works, they want really low humidity, which...
That's to stop them rusting.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And right. And in classical or in, you know, art storages, the humidity is set for the majority of works, like paintings and drawings and such, that want around 40 or 50% humidity. But the wire works, in a perfect world, they would want 15%.
Okay.
So there's a very big difference between. So here people can come and see the works of Gerðar, but they're also being kept in the best conditions.
Yes. We don't think of Iceland as a very humid place.
No, it is not a very humid place. But it's actually the thing that is worst for these works is when it goes up and down, there are stark changes. So it really is, the most important thing is to keep it in a similar level. These are works that Gerðar began doing in 1952, and she was, 24 at the time. She had just moved to Paris, and she actually exhibited these works in 1953 or 4, and then in Iceland, and then she did she kind of pushed forward a big shift within Icelandic sculpture, because she was the first Icelandic artist working abstractly with sculpture. So she had a great influence on Icelandic art, but she was based in Paris most of her career.
Does it feel Icelandic? Some of the shapes feel volcanic or rock-like, I suppose.
Yes, angular. You could say so. Yes, they're angular. There are some waterfalls. There are boats. There are horses. You know, you can see.
Yeah, yeah.
But essentially, they're abstract pieces, so you can really interpret them.
And other sculptures, of course, make up this, or the remainder of this permanent exhibition. So that's the base, really, of the museum, of the gallery, isn't it? It's why it's here. Before we go up to investigate the two exhibitions which are currently being installed, there's another strand to this as well. Children can get involved here.
Yes, we work a lot with children and events and programming. And we have a studio that we call Studio Gerðir, which is where we have workshops for children and families, and of course adults as well. Mm-hmm. And it's very fortunate that it is positioned next to our permanent exhibition, so you always have Gerðir there for inspiration. But through our programming, we always work with visual artists leading workshops, and we always connect it to the exhibitions that we have on display, so you can always get a different view or a deeper view of what's on display through the workshops.
Okay, well, let's make our way upstairs. We're in the cafe restaurant area at the moment, which I guess on a maybe brighter day than today would be a very nice place to sit outside.
Yes, it's wonderful here in the summer. You can actually find some calmness from the wind.
So we're now at the entrance of what will be one of the exhibition spaces, and I think if I can get a word with the artist, would that be okay? And you are the artist behind one of the exhibitions that's currently being installed. This opens on Saturday. Where have these works been exhibited before?
Not the first time.
This is the first time, which must be exciting for you to have the artist's work here.
Yes, it's wonderful. And Thor has created this piece for the gallery. It's a site-specific installation.
What can you tell me about it, Thor? About the work.
I think we talked to the director. She's taking care of it.
What would you want to tell me about the work?
Actually, just a simple installation.
Well, thank you. Good luck. Good luck. What was in that space before?
This space, we just took down an exhibition that was twofold. It was called Ordinary Pictures and Ordinary Places, which was a group show. And now we have these two solo exhibitions coming up. And Thor Vifursson, he's a minimalist artist. He's also minimalist in his presentation, and it's very, very interesting.
And in his responses as well, though,
yeah, exactly,
I think it's
exactly,
fair to say.
Yes.
So maybe he did want you to interpret what he does.
Yes. So he creates these works that are kind of standing on the border between sculpture, paintings. He's using industrial material. In this piece, he is using glass sheets and creating these, it's like a fragmented view or a fragmented presentation that has these color planes that are taking over the gallery. So it's very simple, but very breathtaking. It's just completely breathtaking.
Currently, the room is totally empty.
Yes.
There's nothing in it. So everything has to go in there.
Yes, it will be minimalist, but it will grab the room in the same way.
Well, there are maybe, four or five wooden boxes, wooden crates, small wooden crates outside. Mm-hmm. Is all the work in there?
Yes, that's all the works. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then in the other gallery, we have actually the opposite. That's a very maximalist exhibition with the works of Sóley Ragnarsdóttir, who is an Icelandic artist, a young Icelandic artist, who has grown up in Denmark and lives in a small coastal town in the area of Tý, which is in North Jutland in Denmark. And she is creating multi-layered paintings that stem from a napkin collection of her grandmother's. So it has a lot of layers to it. It has she's creating these quilts from the napkins. She's picking up on patterns and decorations through them, and it's really a very interesting exhibition that will kind of question where do we position decoration and where do we position art.
Can we go in just for a quick look at the process? There is more going on in here, certainly, I think it's fair to say. With nothing in this space at the moment apart from a few sort of tables, I'm thinking Apple Store.
Yes, exactly.
But all the work is about to go. So there are two people currently painting the wall a shade of purple.
Yes. So these walls, they will. This will be the exact opposite of the white cube. The walls will be in light purple and blue tones. There will be a wallpaper piece by Sóley, and on top of that, she will be hanging these multi-layered paintings. So it will be a very layered exhibition.
Who's doing the work just now, then? Are these people that work with the artist, or do they work for the museum?
The museum? Well, we have a team for installation. So these three installation persons are working with the museum. And this is Sole Ragnarsdóttir, the artist, who's very hands-on in the installation herself.
Maybe we can get a word with her. I don't want to disturb her if she's very busy. Do you think we can maybe have a word with Sole? Sole, hi. Just a quick word, if we can. You're one of the three people in here currently working on this space. You are the artist. This is your exhibition. How much work still has to be done? A lot?
Oh, my God, a lot. Yeah, it was... The day started a little bit stressful, as I'm worried a little bit about the wallpaper situation, but I'm sure we'll manage. And now we've got an extra pair of hands, so we are many people working towards it being done.
Tell me about the work.
The work consists of a napkin collection that will be shown in tables. Napkins that my grandmother started collecting when she worked at Hotel Saga back in the 60s. Okay. And this is something that I inherited and started working from and with in 2021, as it says something about my Icelandic heritage, but also has a lot of sentimental value and also as like a decorative object.
Yes.
And so I've been working these napkins into also being paintings. So they are like large round works that speak with the architecture of this space in particular, but also the napkins when you fold them out are sometimes round. So there's like this like link between several elements in the exhibition.
And that collection started at Hotel Saga, you said.
I mean, Hotel Saga, or at least my grandmother collected them, and she often brought them back from the hotel where she worked.
The famous bar from the Hotel Saga has now been repurposed somewhere in the Westman Islands,
no,
I think.
No, I didn't know this. Yeah. I didn't know this. Yeah. I mean, I dined there once with my grandmother when she turned 80, and this is years ago, because now, obviously, Saga is something else. It's apartments for students, right?
Yeah.
But she worked there for 40 years. Yeah, so it has this link to also something that was in the past and her life. Yeah.
Well, maybe you could get a napkin from its new home in Vestmannaeyjar.
Yes, maybe. It's a good idea.
Good luck on Saturday. I think you're going to hit the target. You'll be here on time.
I hope so. No, for sure we'll make it work. And also I hear it's a very cultural thing in Iceland that it's everything can be very last minute.
Yes.
And I think for me, as also a Dane, that was something that I have to learn.
That the reddest.
Yeah, that the reddest. And I mean, with my nerves, I'm always a little bit like... on edge, but it's going to be fine, and I'm in good hands.
Well, I'm not going to take up any more of your time. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that exhibition, both of these exhibitions open on Saturday. Is it usual to have two exhibitions debuting at the same time?
Yes, we try to open both galleries at the same time, and often we have the same exhibition running between them both, but I think it's always very interesting to have two separate exhibitions. But they always are in some kind of dialogue, and these exhibitions will be in dialogue both through maybe what differs them from being a very minimalist show and a maximalist show. And also there are very interesting connections also just through the usage of color with both the artists, which I think they will complement each other very well.
So Saturday is when both of the shows debut. How long do they run for?
They run until the end of July. So they will be running for quite a long time, and we will have a lot of events going on.
And do you have an eye already then on a use of these spaces after July? Are you always thinking one exhibition or two exhibitions ahead?
No, we plan a year in advance, maybe two sometimes.
Okay. Well, good luck with that on Saturday. The next time we speak, I think, will be over the road at the Natural History Museum on the 11th of May, around that time. Everything going well there?
Yes, it's going well. It's a big production.
Looking forward to that return visit as well. Brynja, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Brynja Sveinsdóttir here at Gerðarsafn in Kópavogur. I'm Darren Adam, and this is RÚV English Radio. Get in touch anytime. English@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.